And online is Professor Clive Williams, veteran terrorism expert from the Australian University. Professor Williams, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
What do we know?
Well, what I know is probably what you know, which is that apparently a person armed with a shotgun went into the Lynn Cafe at 9:45 and is holding hostages in there, but there seems to be some doubt about how many hostages there might be there, and that there is at least part of a flag showing in the window, which is consistent with the flag that's used by a number of Islamist extremist groups.
And these awful shots of people's hands on the window, and it's a very distressing scene that's unfolding. What could be behind this? What's the sort of the general feeling among people like yourself?
Well, the most likely scenario is that it's somebody who wants to go and join Islamic State in the Middle East and is probably frustrated because they can't leave Australia. That seems to be the most likely scenario, and obviously it's consistent with what Adnani, who's their media spokesman, has said, that followers of Islamic State should undertake low-tech attacks in countries that have contributed to the coalition of the Middle East. So it's consistent with all of that.
Have situations like this been occurring in other countries?
No, there's been, of course, there was the attack in Melbourne, which was where Newman Hyder was shot by counter-terrorism police when he attacked them with knives. And then there's been the two cases in Canada. They're the only ones that I'm aware of up till now. There hasn't been a siege hostage situation up till now. But, of course, we have had these kind of incidents in the past in Australia, if you go back in sort of historically.
This situation, sadly, could go on for the rest of today. It might go into tomorrow, and we still don't know how many people are being held.
That's right. It's not clear at the moment how many people were actually working in the cafe and how many people were visiting the cafe. So, as you say, it could go on for quite a long time. It depends on, assuming that the person is seeking publicity, it depends, I suppose, on how long that person is prepared to string it out to get publicity. I mean, it may be that the person could be convinced that, they're not going to get more publicity than they've got up till now, and that it would be a good time to let people go. But it could go on for a long time, of course. It could even go on for days.
Professor Clive Williams, thank you, we might speak during the afternoon. Veteran terrorism expert from the Australian National University.